KI-4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call DOS. I have one announcement this evening. I'll put a number on it. It'll be my number one for tonight. This Saturday, the 17th, the West Cars group will be giving a test, you know, the VE testing, this Saturday at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. Anyone that would like to get their license or upgrade or whatnot, we will be there. You need to be there about 9 o'clock to get the paperwork started, and then we'll get the test going. You need a picture ID. If you've got a license, bring a copy of it. If you don't have, you don't need it. Need to have that. And the cost is still $10. So anyone that would like to come out and upgrade or take the test to get their license, we will be available this Saturday at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. Alrighty, any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI-4DOS. Nothing else heard, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Gary, please check in. KJ-4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. K4ZZX. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County, and we're just passing through tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Independence, Ohio, in and out.
KI-4DOS, it's 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KJ-4HKC, Mr. John down there in Belton. We appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up there in Independence, Ohio. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. Don't work too hard up there. Get home safely to us. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up, so I got some pre-check-ins. I'll run through those real quick, and then we'll go to the alphabet. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, up there in Traveler's Rest. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Edmond. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. And KI-4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And KC-4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hey, Jerry. Take in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. No traffic. We'll be here now, but we'll listen to them.
U.S.? Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everyone that, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
DOS. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. And we'll be negative and negative, but listening.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU. Minister Ron over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And W2MJB is Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. Additional stations, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. From the past. Net would like to say welcome again to WA4JJZ, Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. That's Mr. Andy down there in Upton. Andy, hadn't heard you in a long time. I appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well, and good hearing you on the air again there, young man. Come back as often as you can. Love to have you. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Quebec Through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This is a quiet group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4 Tango, Sierra, Jim, Helder, negative and negative. See you Saturday.
Like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. I hope we have a good turnout. I got another Echo Link station up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. Please check in and out Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown. And Gary, I'm still looking for that plug.
Like say good evening. KK4 FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Northwest Anderson County in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And we'll run it again, Richard, see if anybody might have one in their junk box or something. I hope you find that plug one of these days soon. Let's see. additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Check in. KI4. ZLW Randy. KJ4. CRL Linda. Up in Asheville. And Gary, I have an announcement about a testing session we're going to be having at your convenience.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. The name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. And Gary, I have an item for the swap net tonight. Other than that, we're negative and negative.
AOS. Gary, Joy, and my friends on the net, please check in. Kilowatt 4, Yankee, November, Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, at Camp Parker in Easley, South Carolina. We're not going to be able to stay for a reg chew tonight, but maybe tomorrow. Have lots of interesting tidbits to share with you, and pleasure to be with you tonight.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Randy, I'll be right back to you and let you make your announcement. Let me finish recognizing this group here. Next one I got is W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well, and I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Fletcher, I got you off the pre-check-ins, but I'm glad you came in here on RF. Hope you and Miss Hester are doing okay, and hope to be able to listen to your tidbits of information tomorrow night. Y'all take care. Hope you're doing well. KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, you want to go with your announcement there, young man?
AOS in the group, KI4VLW. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. West Cars up here in Asheville is going to be having another testing session. This one will be December the 5th. And once again, it will be at the Skyland First Baptist Church in Arden. And we're going to have it at 11 a.m. Normally, we've been having them at 1, but we're going to move it up a couple hours to 11 a.m. If anyone in the area is interested in upgrading or knows someone is testing, this will be a scheduled event, and I will need to get them, have them get in touch with me so I can schedule them and fill them in on all the details. And my email address is rtsp71@aol.com. Again, that's R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, 71@aol.com. Email me with their contact info. I'll be more than happy to get in touch with them, fill them in on the details, and send them a reminder about a week before we actually test. Again, that will be Saturday, December the 5th at 11 a.m. And Gary, appreciate you letting me make that announcement.
Not a problem there, Randy. That's the second announcement about VE testing tonight. You want to put a number on that so I can count that as peace traffic?
Please, was you talking to me?
Yes, sir. I said, would you like to put a number on your announcement so I can count it as a piece of traffic?
You talking about my phone number?
No. put a number on your announcement that will let me count it as a piece of traffic on my net report.
Oh, yeah, this announcement, I guess number two, since you've already had one.
Now, the West Cars is go up in Asheville is going to have a test session December the 5th in Arden at 11 a.m. You need to contact Randy, KI4VLW. His email address is Romeo Tango Sierra Papa 71 at AOL.com. Is that all they need, Randy?
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. And if anyone wants to call me, let me go ahead and give them my home phone number. And perchance I'm not here, just leave a message and I'll call them back. And my home phone number is area code 828-298-6685. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions they have or whatever.
I've got your home phone number is 828-298-6685, correct?
And again, thank you for letting me make the announcement. And I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. And talk to you later, y'all. You folks down there, take care. KI4VLW.
We do appreciate it. Does anyone need any feels on Randy's announcement? Appreciate you giving that announcement. I appreciate you putting a number on it. That way we can count it as a piece of traffic in our net report down here tonight. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary, and good evening to yourself and the net. Gary, I do want to apologize for not checking in with you more than I do. But if you will, Gary, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. No traffic, and no traffic, but I do have an announcement and a question that I need to ask you for the net, Gary.
Would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And go ahead with your announcement there, Stephen.
Affirmative, Gary. I was just wondering if you had been spreading the word about the cancellation of our 2021 Hamfest, which would normally will be held on January the 9th. No, it would have been held on January the 9th the next year, 2021. But I was just wondering if you had been announcing on a regular basis the cancellation of our Hamfest of our January the 9th 2021 Hamfest, Gary.
Well, yes, David, we can do that. I'm sorry that they canceled that ham fest. That's a nice little ham fest, folks, down there in Greenwood. But I'm sure the technical college over there where they have it had something to say about that. So, but yes, David, we will announce that for you. Since you've not been able to get in as often as you used to. But we'll take care of that.
Affirmative, Gary, and I overheard you mentioning about because of what I overheard you mentioning to the other station, if you would like, Gary, you can count this as another announcement to add in with your traffic for whenever you give your net report, KA4PQA. And also do tell Ms. Joy, Gary, that we say hello, KA4PQA.
David, I will tell Joy that you and Jennifer said hi. Does anyone need any feels on Stephen's announcement? Stephen, I hate y'all not going to be able to have the Ham Fest this year, but I understand. And actually next year, it would be January of next year. But hopefully everything will get settled back down and everybody will get back to normal. But thanks for being with us. Thanks for the announcement. And again, tell Jennifer we said hello. Going back to the alphabet for check-ins, Let's go up to the Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI-4, DOS.
DOS. In Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha, KN4ZGA. Robert's the name, and I'm calling in from Malden, and I'll be negative and negative.
OS. Please check me in out of turn, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KN4ZGA, Mr. Robert. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
For DOS. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I'm negative and negative. Good evening.
Four DOS. Good evening, Mr. Gary and the net. Say hey, Miss Joy. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, aka Easley, negative, negative.
DOS. Level 4 Delta Papa Golf. Right located in Chester, South Carolina. Good evening to you and everyone on net. Negative and negative.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, Gary.
For DOS, here, Tony, here in Livonia, Georgia. I'd like to say hi to everybody on the net.
For DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joel up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joel. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And N4DPG, and I copied Dwight up there at Chester. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Dwight, good signal down this way from Chester tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Next one I got up, I had a train wreck right here. Hope I got everybody. I got KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And there was another one in there with him, and I don't know if Tony was in or not. But then I've got W4DOS, Mr. Tony, down there in Livonia, Georgia. Any others? Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
There's DOS. The Sierra Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For DOS, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima, KO4HEL. This is Ed in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. Hope to see you on Saturday. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's also in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. And KO4HEL, Mr. Ed, up there at River Falls. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. And KO4HON, and that's Mr. Brian, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India Through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative, 70 degrees for each one of you.
DOS, hope you enjoy your well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you and Miss Joy, and good evening to everyone. No traffic, no comment.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there a little further north in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And K4KAE, Miss Alice, she's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alice. And KE4JRK, Mr. John. John, your audio is way down. I don't know if you know about that or not, but I just thought I would pass that on to you. Normally you are booming in, but your audio is way down. You got a good signal into the repeater, but the audio's down. Get that straightened out. Also like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing tonight. She was reading. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. K4LWE. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic and no comment this evening. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. And John, I copy you're on your mobile, but your audio, like I said, is way down. Got a good signal into the repeater, but there's something not quite right with the audio. I'm glad you know about that. I just thought I would let you know. something's wrong with mine, I want somebody to tell me. So, there you go. Anyway, there, young man, we got you in the log. You be careful out there on the mobile and be safe. All righty, been all the way through the alphabet, so we'll open it up to the big group. A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4HUG, Ray Travers Rest, no traffic, good evening, Gary.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler are on negative or negative night. Gary, thanks.
Yes. Whiskey 4, November Whiskey Bravo. Robbie and Inman, negative and negative. Good evening.
OS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No trash, no comment, but listen, 73.
For DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
K4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And tell Miss Edie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And W4NWB, Mr. Robbie. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, Robbie. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Joe. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
Net control.
And Kilo Victor 4 X-ray Whiskey. Damon over here in Chesney. Got an announcement.
Good evening. KV4XW. Mr. Damon over there in Chesney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Damon. Go ahead and make your announcement.
Everybody know if they have not heard yet, the Gaffney Ham Club, which is CARES, Carolina Amateur Radio Emergency Services, is putting on a ham fest. That is going to be next Saturday, October the 24th. It's going to be in Gaffney. It's going to be 204 West O'Neill Street, Gaffney, South Carolina. That's going to be from 7 to 3.
The Gaffney Ham Club is going to be putting on a ham fest October the 24th, which is Saturday week. It's going to be at 204 West O'Neill Street. I'll get that out in a minute. West O'Neill Street in Gaffney. And it's going to be from 7 to 3, correct?
That is correct. And if you don't mind, if you will run that next Wednesday also before you terminate that.
Young man, I'll make myself a note to put that out next week. You want to put a number on that announcement? That way I can count it as a piece of traffic.
864-208-7091.
All righty. I think that's your phone number. That's not what I was asking for, but I got it down, and so we can count that as a piece of traffic. Does anyone need any feels on Damon's announcement about the Ham Fest in Gaffney, Saturday week, October the 24th, from 7 to 3 at 204 West O'Neill Street?
Sorry about that. I understand what you're saying now. Have a good Kilo Victor 483 Whiskey.
Well, I'll see if I can't get up there. Y'all are real good to come to our Ham Fest over there in Spartanburg, and Gaffney's not that much further up the street. Are y'all going to be inside a building? You know, is that like a school building or something of that nature?
It's going to be a church. You're going to have outside parking and setting up outside, and then there'll be vendors inside.
We got it down, and it's going to be in the church, or in a church up there in Gaffney. But hope to see you up there, Damon, and I'll put this out two or three more times between now and then, and hope y'all have a good turnout.
Thank you, Gary. Have a good day, buddy. Kilo Victor 483 Whiskey clear.
Oh, can you please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4 UPY, Anson and Anderson. I'll be in and out tonight.
Hey, good evening, KN4 UPY, Mr. Anson, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anson. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Romeo is David in 96.
Say good evening. KO4DZR, Mr. David. And David, I apologize, but I missed your location. I sneezed when you said that, and I just blew it out of the water. Give me where you're located again, please, sir.
South Carolina.
Down there at 96. I thought that's what you said, but I couldn't swear to it because, like I said, I sneezed, and when I did, boy, I blew everything. I blew my papers off the desk. Anyway, we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us there, David. Come back as often as you can. Love to have you. Got different net controller each night. I just happen to be the lucky one on Wednesdays. Any others all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Hi, everybody, for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We are thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book, or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. Go ahead.
KI4DOS, please check in WD4DYH. Johnny, Travelers Rest, no traffic, no round table. Working under a house tonight. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Good evening to my buddy Johnny. WD4DYH up there in, under a house in Travelers Rest tonight. Appreciate you being with us, Johnny. You be careful out there working. Tell Kathy we said hello. All righty, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Let's see here. Anyone with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4. Wait a minute, there is one. W4WOZ, Mr. Rod. I was about to forget you, Rod. What have you got for the swap net tonight?
Evening, Gary. W4WOZ. I have a SENCOR, S-E-N-C-O-R-E, tube tester. It's a Mark IV, and it works, and everything's okay with it. It looks good. The book comes with it. I've used it for quite a while, but I don't have any more tube radios, so I don't really need it. And I want $75 for it. It's a Sencor Mark IV tube tester. You can reach me at W4WOZ@live.com, or you can text me on my cell phone at 864-608-6000. 608-6000. Thank you, Gary.
You have for sale a Sencor Mark IV tube tester. It's got the book with it and all of the stuff, all of that. You just don't have any tube radio, so you don't need it any longer, and you would like $75 for it, correct so far?
Sir, roger, roger.
We can get in touch with you at W4WOZ@live.com. Or they can send you a text message at 864-608-6000.
Gary, you got it. Thanks, my friend. Thanks for calling the net, W4WOEC.
Does anyone need any fills on this tube tester that Rod just listed? Now, Rod, but as usual, we will run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take it off my book, keep my book straight. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. He said it's the same thing as the FT-101. It's a rectangular plug, got 12 blades on it, and he needs that to power up his transceiver. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a matched pair of 6146B tubes. These are brand new tubes. They're still in the box. They're wrapped up together, and the boxes are taped together, and they got bubble wrap around them and all of that. He would like $100 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200HP. It has a custom mount. It's not the one that Tar Heel sells. He had this one special made. He has the top hat and the whip and the control cable and the controller, and he would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an LDG YT-1200. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-765. That's an all-mode HF transceiver. Has the Mars mods. Works 10 through 160 meters. This is an older transceiver. It does not have menus. You flip buttons and switches and all of that to get it to do what you want it to. It has four filters with it. It has two CW filters and two phone filters. It has a custom cover for it, an HM12 microphone, the manual, and the power supply and antenna tuner are built in. So it has the power supply, antenna tuner, and the transceiver for $575. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale. It's a high gain CDE CD45-2. That's a rotator and control box. He has all the hardware, the manual. He's gone through this rotator and put new ball bearings in it and new grease and all that stuff. It works real well. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FTM400XDR. That's a 2-meter 440 mobile transceiver. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Ziyu G90. That's a QRP HF transceiver. It works 160 through 10 meters. It puts out 1 to 20 watts. It has the microphone, power cord, and it has a matching cable that goes over to your computer. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any favors? The next item up is for sale. It's a 6-foot steel rack for a 19-inch rack mount. It has the patch panels. It's got a power supply that goes with it and a dummy load. And this rack is 6 feet tall and it's 19 inches wide, so you can put your rack mount. Radios and power supplies and stuff like that in it. It's a real nice rack, and they would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a 2-meter mag mount antenna. It would like $25 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. And those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items or find the items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DJV,
Connor, Georgia. 04DJV. Sir? I'll see you in the log. Give me your name again. I know you're down there in Georgia. Got you. Appreciate you being with us. You just got a little bit of a scratch on your signal tonight for some reason. Of course, it may be conditions. You know how that goes. It doesn't just affect HF bands. It affects a 2-meter, VHF and UHF as well. But we got you in the log, Mike. Thanks for being with us. The only racture I got tonight is Brother Ray up there in Traveler's Rest, K4SUG. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Eve been up to?
Very good evening, Gary. Not much of anything, but trying to get working on the truck, trying to winterize it. Been doing a little cleaning and waxing on it, and getting drip off of the trees, that old black mold stuff that keeps on it acting when you sit under the trees all the time. I think I found the answer to that, though. This spray Clorox cleaner. You can spray it on that old black stuff and let it sit for a couple of minutes, and then take a clean rag and just wipe it off over.
I know about cleaning up the vehicles. Yours is a little bit bigger than Joey's. We got a Tahoe, you got the Suburban. So yours is a little bit bigger than ours, but they get bigger as you work on them. I know that. But I'm glad that you found something that would take the black mold off. I scrubbed and scrubbed and finally got it off. Matter of fact, I used some polishing compound to get some of it off because I couldn't get it off with a scrub brush or with a soap and water and that sort of thing. But the thing needed to be waxed anyway, so I put a little compound on it, and then I put some wax on top of that. So I got all that mess off of ours. I know you're working on getting it off of yours. Like I said, I know it's a job.
Well, I about got it whipped now. I got the outside of it finished all except the roof. That's going to be the big problem. That's where most of that stuff collects up there anyway. And it's a long reach, Garrett. speed across that roof up there. The last time I did it, I climbed up on top of it and just sat up on top of the truck and waxed away. I don't think I'll probably do that this time, but we'll see what happens. Anyhow, that's what I've been doing, and I feel like I've done a day's work over.
You've done a day's work, Ray. I did mine from a four-foot stepladder. And I think I'll climb up on top of it and sit down next time. I believe that would be easier than trying to do it from a four-foot stepladder. I thought about getting two stepladders out there and putting a couple of tuba sixes or tuba tens in there as a walk plank. But I said, I'll do a little bit, and then I'll get down and move it. Then I'll get back up here and do a little bit and move it again.
That seems to be about probably the best way to do it. Just be careful when you're up there. That's what I have to do. Is don't slip, because it's a long way to the ground over.
Right. You wouldn't, years and years ago, I didn't think that was very high. But as the years go by, I like keeping my feet a little closer to the ground. I don't mind getting up high. I'm not afraid of heights or anything like that. But, you get to thinking about, well, what if I slip? Or, what if I was thinking about the ladder because I was out there in the backyard. I wasn't on any concrete or asphalt or anything like that. So I was on the ground. And I said, I hope these legs don't sink down in the ground too far.
Yeah, I don't bounce too well anymore, Gary. There was a time when I could fall and bounce right up and keep on going, but I don't think that's likely to happen now.
And I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, we do what we got to do and make the best of it. I'm waiting for the election to come, and I ain't going to get into it too deep because there ain't no much point in it anyway. Just get out there and vote, Gary, and do the best you can. We need all the help we can get, over.
Well, I'm with you. I ain't going to get into it that deep. Now, we had a good discussion about it the other day when I got to ride up there and see you for a few minutes. I don't know if you was on here earlier or not, Ray, but oh, Andy, WA4JJZ from Aiken checked in with me again. Hadn't heard him in years.
I hadn't heard him. I thought he'd done left the world. It'd be good to talk to him again. He used to be on a regular basis.
I'm happy that he checked in. Like I said, I hadn't heard him in a long time. His signal wasn't quite as strong as it used to be. Somebody, I don't remember who it was, told me that his antennas got in a mess in one of the storms that came through. They took his antennas and stuff down. But I guess he's getting them back up and going again because it was good hearing from him, from Aiken.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear he's alive and well and doing fine. We'll be looking forward to hearing when you get a chance to talk to him. Gary, let me get out of here. He's fixing us something to eat, I think. And I won't go in and get my part of it, over.
Well, you go on and get you something to eat. I'm sure whatever Miss Edie fixes will be good. Oh, by the way, my collards is in the ground, and I got part of the black walnuts hulled out.
I don't know if you got a cement mixer or not, do you?
Yeah, I got one.
Put them walnuts in that cement mixer and put plenty of water in there and let it run.
Well, I'll take the rest of them and do just that. One question that I got you, if my memory serves, and it's not as good as it once was, but if you put the walnuts in a bucket of water and they float, are they bad when they float or are they bad when they sink to the bottom? I can't remember which way it goes.
They're supposed to be bad when they float, but that ain't guaranteed. I'd crack them open anyhow unless it's just a few of them. But Yeah, when they float the stuff inside that you, the part that you want dries up and there's nothing left of it.
I knew that, but I was thinking that if they floated, they were supposed to be bad. But you know how that goes. You can't. You can use that as a rule of thumb, maybe, I guess. But I'm glad you brought that cement mixer up. I didn't think anything about that. I've been doing a few of those by hand. You know, once you get those holes off, then you got to let the nuts dry for a couple of 3 weeks. And before you crack them, so we'll get in there and get that done too. I just wanted to let you know that I did get the collards in the ground. They are really looking good. Go on in there and get yourself a beat and a cup of coffee. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll talk to you a little bit later, okay?
Okay, Jerry. See you later. Everybody on the net. Have a good time. Okay, for you.